from originating station VK4WIA. This is Q News with today's highlights from the Sunshine State.
Welcome to Q News from VK4WIA. I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. Going back to February this year, the Council of Australian Governments, COAG, adopted a report on emergency preparedness. This is available on the Attorney General website under Emergency Management Australia. By now you will have seen the TV ads and probably received the Get Ready brochure in the mail. You will notice that every household is requested to have an emergency kit which will provide support for 3 days. I've previously issued reminders at the approach of the summer storm season for amateurs to prepare their station and to have a go kit. A recent program of the ABC Radio National Future Tense addressed the issues of emergency and disaster communications with particular emphasis on the worth of social media. The Queensland Police Facebook postings were mentioned as a successful implementation of this technology. However, we all know that the capacity of the mobile phone system is soon overloaded during crises, and internet connections usually required sustained mains power. One fallen tree over the power lines can take this away. I believe that hobby radio, amateur, CB and four-wheel drive club land mobile systems can all make a big difference when the frailty of new technology deserts us. That's what I think. How about you?
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. In the Brisbane area, it can be heard on 1843 kHz using amplitude modulation. I'm Terry, VK4 Alpha, Alpha Tango.
Hi, it's Ray, VK4 Charlie Fox with news from the Redcliffe and Districts Radio Club. Last Saturday, there was a good roll-up to the club's Christmas function, which was held at the 4 Mile Creek Hotel, Strathpine. It was good to see that many of the partners of the members also met each other, in some cases for the first time. Unfortunately, Santa wasn't able to make the function, but he did say he'd be coming later in the month. Now, the calendar of events for the rest of a really busy month are as follows. Monday, 5 December, a normal social meeting. Saturday, 10 December, a 9 o'clock start for the club's working bee. Now, this has been shifted a number of times, but there's no room left to do this task this year, so the priority task for the morning will be, firstly, to replace the guttering on the roadside of the clubhouse and recover whatever may be reused, the spares for the failure of the guttering on the other side of the clubhouse. If you've got ladders and tools for spouting or guttering type work, could you bring them to the club? Second task is to install the brackets and wiring for a new 6-metre Yagi. The wiring is available at the club and will comprise of 3-core cabling for the rotator and coax for the antenna feed. Again, tools, ladders, cabling and cools are required, as well as hammers, power drills, etc. for the wiring installation. And finally, moving the kitchen bench. This requires removal of screws, fixing the cabinet to the base. Again, power tools, screwdrivers, chisels, drills, etc. are needed, and the base is to be left and only the top is to be actually shifted. This is to make way for a dishwasher. Roger, VK4ZLQ, estimates it will take about 30 minutes to move the cupboard and contents out, about 20 minutes to shift and then refit the bench, and about another 30 minutes to restore the contents. Monday, 12 December, is a general meeting night, and it's actually the last one for 2011. Now, Monday the 19th is the third Monday of the month, and that's normally a technical talk night, but unfortunately nothing has been scheduled as yet. Monday the 26th of December, the club will not be open. Tuesday the 27th of December is Boxing Day, and it's also the day for the budding sausage sizzle at Rothwell. This is to be an early morning start, starting at 7:30. And even if you cannot complete a full morning or an afternoon, your attendance at some part of the day would be greatly appreciated by all. So please reply back to Club Secretary Roger, VK4ZLQ, whether or not you can assist on that particular day. Monday, the 2nd of January 2012, the club is not anticipated to be opening this evening. Well, that's it for a very busy month, and we'll see you next time. This is Ray, VK4, Charlie Fox from the Redcliffe Club.
Q News, We've reported. You decide.